Say anything, God heard us.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So we give praises to our Heavenly Father, to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, to these preachers.
Amen.
That God share with us and assist us in so many ways. We're thankful for them and
Amen.
Excited to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But there's a word that we want to share with you. Amen. As we always say, we ain't going to hold it long. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Jackson.
Amen.
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 We thankful for Sister Jackson.
Yes. Amen.
She came all the way to tell me.
Amen.
To let the Lord use you.
Amen.
Amen. My members might want me to hunk it off at some point. Since you came all this way,
amen.
Amen. I'm going to do exactly what you say.
Amen.
Amen. But there's a few verses, short verses I want to read to you. They are printed in your bulletin. Amen. To keep you from having to flip to a number of pages.
Amen.
Exodus 28 and 36, Zechariah 14 and 20, and then Revelation 22 and 4, as we said, for your convenience, is printed. If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Exodus 28 and 36, and you shall also make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it like the engraving of a signet. Holiness to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Zechariah 14 and 20. In that day, holiness to the Lord shall be engraved on the bales of the horses. The pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Mm-hmm. Revelation 22 and 4. They shall see his face. Mm-hmm. And his name shall be on their foreheads.
Amen.
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 I want to talk just for a few moments with this subject in mind. Branded for life.
Amen. Amen.
Branded for life. I kind of gave Sister Ellis a little sneak preview of what I was going to talk about. Amen. And she said, "Ain't gonna like that too much." I said, "Well, it's all right.
Amen.
It ain't that painful.
Amen.
And we'll all get over it. Amen."
Amen.
But it does come from the Word of God, and it addresses the title that we want to share with you on today.
Yes.
Tattoos.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are a phenomenon of the X generation.
All right.
We don't know how it evolved, but many of this generation are choosing to decorate. Some would say desecrate their bodies with tattoos.
Yes.
Amen. Don't get mad at me. Amen.
Amen.
In Leviticus 19 and 28, God himself ordered his chosen people to refrain from such practices.
All right.
He said, this is God's word, ye shall not make any cutting in your flesh for the dead,
all right,
nor print any marks upon you.
Yes.
I am the Lord.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Now, you got to remember, when the children of Israel went into the promised land, and I just put this here as a footnote, God was concerned about them adopting the practices,
yes, sir,
of the people whom they would depose of the promised land.
Yes.
The reason for God's command is simple. Amen. Tattoos many times express ownership.
Right. All right.
Whoa. Alice loves Ray Ray. My man Pookie. BFFs for life.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
It's all right.
For God's people, this was an outrage to God and an insult to his design of the body.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you this, maybe to lessen the pain and serve as some type of anesthesia, you know, to keep you from hurting so bad. There's a whole lot of stuff that we do to our bodies that we ought not do.
You're right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So just remember that. Amen.
Amen.
But did you not know that we serve a jealous God who,
amen,
wants to be the sole owner,
yes,
of his people?
Yes.
And when he views your tattooed list of favorites, God doesn't want to come behind Pookie, Ray Ray, or even Mama.
All right.
He wants to be first.
Yes.
In your heart.
Amen.
Now don't worry. This is really not a sermon for, or about, or against tattoos.
All right.
But it serves as a reference that's prevalent in our society. And after all, if it were a damnable offense,
yes, sir,
some wouldn't make it in. Oh, y'all missed that.
Amen.
I just gave you something to make you feel better.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If it were a damnable offense,
yes, sir,
some wouldn't make it in.
All right.
Amen. But that's another sermon. Amen.
Amen.
Being branded by a tattoo, being branded by God, is a lesson in contrast.
Yes.
The tattoo is the only thing that we can come up with that's similar to what John said in Revelation 22 and 4.
Yes.
Is that all right?
All right.
I know what you're saying. Amen. And the argument, of course, is that tattoos have become a beautiful form of self-expression. There are flowers and little butterflies and catchy phrases, amen. Some have poems and verses of scripture.
Yes.
All types of symbols.
All right.
But it can get a little overboard. I think you ought to give me that. I saw a man once, and I'm not going to tell you. Well, let me. His head was shaved bald. So he wasn't one of us. Amen. And he had tattooed on his skull. He said, we got little children.
They downstairs.
He had tattooed on his skull, F the world,
yeah,
and it wasn't forgiveness.
Oh.
Tattooed on his skull. Maybe one day his hair will grow over that, and nobody have to read it. But these are all of these expressions,
yes,
people tattoo to their bodies. But the trouble is that argument began with a tattoo artist trying to make a living.
All right.
My thought is this: God made us in his image.
Amen. Amen.
And we should think twice before we decide to alter or change that in.
Amen.
That's why I said it's a whole lot of stuff that we're doing to our bodies that we ought not do.
Yes, sir.
Is that all right?
Amen.
But tattoos are permanent.
Hmm.
They don't fade. You're branded for life.
Yeah, yeah.
And those who make the argument that, well, when I get tired of them, I can have them removed.
Mm.
Obviously, they haven't explored the cost of tattoo removal.
All right.
What I'm told, it's not cheap.
Mm.
Is that right?
Amen.
Matter of fact, why some of us, amen?
Yeah.
We so dark, you can't read them nowhere. But we have them anyhow. Now that bothers, you know, I never could figure that out. Anyway, it's not cheap to have them removed. If it was, Ray Ray's name would have been gone as soon as you dumped him. Is that right?
Yeah.
If it was cheap,
yeah.
Your man wouldn't have Keisha tattooed on his heart and your name Lucretia. You got to lay in somebody else's arm with somebody else's name tattooed on his chest. Help me hold it. All I'm trying to say is we should think twice before we deliberately put permanent marks on our bodies.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you know.
All right.
Amen.
And I'm glad that some of us in my generation, we had parents that said, boy, you ain't going to do this, you ain't going to do that.
I did.
Amen. And we wouldn't have to worry about regretting it later on.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. There are other parts. Amen. There are other body mutilation.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Cutting that's going on in our society. As a matter of fact, I always ask my wife, what's up with all of those big old holes in people's earlobes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really seen any of our folk really with that yet. Amen. But what's up with that?
Amen.
Amen. Huge, gigantic holes in their earlobes. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something.
All right.
Some of this stuff we doing ain't going to be hot at 65.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor.
Tattoo that started out in one place. Gonna end up somewhere else.
Yep.
Gravity and old age done set in.
Yes, sir.
What it used to be, it ain't no more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Young man had tried to go and have his ears repaired after having those huge holes bored in. And his ears will be disfigured for the rest of his life. I'm just saying, we ought to think about it. Amen. What we do to our bodies in light of what God has already said to us.
Yes.
But I want to talk to you about being branded for life. Not thank God by a tattoo parlor or by your cousin using a box of pens and a bottle of ink. This is a different kind of branding.
All right.
The three texts used for this sermonic discussion are widely separated in the Bible.
Hmm.
All three speaks of inscriptions or markings, and all three are obviously connected to each other by definition and intent.
Hmm.
The first is the mitre's mark,
all right,
which comes from the ancient times and ceremonial ritual of the high priest. The second is the horse's mark.
All right.
Comes almost at the close of the Old Testament to further define the same ritual.
Hmm.
And the third is the mark of the saint.
Yes.
Comes from John's closing vision of a celestial kingdom. Now, only one can be defined as a tattoo, amen, or a brand by today's definition.
Yes, sir.
But all three carry the same inscription for the same purpose.
Hmm.
To acknowledge a person's holiness. Is that all right?
Amen.
Holiness, separation, to be set apart from the world. Do you not know that there ought to be something different about us?
Yes, sir.
When folks see us in the world, they ought to be able to tell if you saved or not.
All right.
Do you realize that?
Amen.
Not because you got a brand, not because you got a tattoo, not because you got a cross dangling around your neck, not because you're carrying a Bible or handing out tracts.
Yeah.
But when folk observe you, there ought to be something different.
Amen.
That's what it means to be set apart. And I would submit to you, folk can't tell whether or not you know the Lord. It's something you doing wrong.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now let's look real quickly at these three marks individually. The mitre's mark. Now the high priest was the official representative of the nation. He stood before God as the embodiment and the personified Israel.
All right.
When it came to worship, Israel was the high priest, and the high priest was Israel.
Yes.
And so on his forehead. Now notice, it was in a place where it would draw the most attention.
Yes, sir.
On his forehead. The priest wore a mitre or a turban of twisted linen, exactly 8 yards in length.
All right.
Y'all not getting that.
All right.
Sister Deborah know about how long 8 yards is without even thinking about it. And attached to the front of the turban was a gold plaque fastened with a blue ribbon.
Yes, sir.
See, y'all say, what God putting all this? God is meticulous.
Yes.
When he told them to do something, he intended for them to do it exactly the way he said.
Yeah.
Now, it was fastened with a blue ribbon according to Exodus 28 and 36, and it was inscribed with these words, holiness to the Lord.
All right.
Now, a mitre's mark was worn for special occasions only. Such as the Day of Atonement.
All right.
To signify the holiness of the office of the high priest.
Yes, sir.
The translated Hebrew word for mitre is diadem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of you who remember the old hymn, amen, and a lot of folk don't know about the hymns these days. They don't know that it's hymn as in singing God's songs, but they think hymn in terms of hymn. But I'm talking about a hymn.
Hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
H-Y-M.
Okay.
All right? All hail the power of Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
In the first verse, we celebrate the crowning of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we sing, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
All right.
In that verse, we confirm or affirming the biblical custom of crowning the high priest with the mitre's mark.
Yeah.
Now, we got to understand that is only a type of Christ, for Christ is our high priest.
Amen.
After the order of Melchizedek.
Yes.
Yeah.
In other words, he had no beginning, he had no end.
Amen.
Is that all right?
That's good.
The high priest could only wear the mitre's mark. Amen. And he wore it along with a peculiar dress called an ephod. Amen. This is a strange getup. Amen.
Amen.
The hem of the ephod was trimmed with 72 pomegranates.
All right.
Kind of get a witness here.
Yes.
Sister Deborah have a time making this. It was trimmed with 72 pomegranates and 72 golden bells whose noise could be heard in the outer court of the temple.
All right.
To let the people know that the high priest was in the holies of holies, burning incense to the Lord as an offering for their sins. Amen.
Amen.
And the reason that the bells were on his garment that is, as long as the bells were making noise, the people would know that he hadn't been struck down himself.
Amen.
Kind of get a witness here.
Yes.
Because they can hear the bells jingling. Amen. And just in case you want to know, well, what happened after the high priest got struck down? Amen. That was also something else a part of his garment.
All right.
And it was a long rope.
Yes.
Yeah.
That they tied around his waist just in case he did get struck down.
Yeah.
They couldn't go in to get him. Therefore, they had to drag him from the holies of holies.
All right.
Now, the heavy ephod was held in place by a curious looking girdle of gold and purple adorned with precious stones.
Yeah.
And on the girdle were engraved the names of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes, sir.
And to finish off this costume of costumes, the high priest wore a square on his chest.
All right.
Adorned with 12 precious stones.
Yes.
Set in four rows of three.
Uh-huh.
Engraved with the names of the 12 tribes.
All right.
This part of the garment was called the breastplate of judgment.
Uh-huh.
The special stones were known as the Urim and the Thummim. Possessed mysterious power, the power to answer the high priest's questions of the Lord.
All right.
And on the passing of the high priest, this entire costume would pass down to his successor.
Amen.
Now, Aaron was the first to wear such a robe.
Yes.
But there were 83 high priests in all.
Alright.
Now don't worry, I'm not going to name all 83. Amen. Because by now I'm losing some of you. But most of you are looking or thinking, who in their right mind would wear such a getup?
Alright.
Imagine walking around jingling like the Salvation Army at Christmas time.
Yes, sir.
That would be embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But the type that I think it illustrates to us is that some of us have a hard time openly professing our commitment to Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Oh, y'all didn't get that from all of that, did you?
All right.
Amen.
He was noticed. He was recognized. But many of us want to be incognito.
Yes, sir.
Undercover.
You're right.
Draw no attention.
Mm.
We ought to be out there so people can see who and what we believe in.
All right.
Gotta get a witness here.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had to wear a curiously flashy robe.
All right.
If I asked for volunteers, I bet wouldn't no one step forward.
Mm.
But wait a minute. You do wear a miter's mark.
Yes, sir.
Of sorts. It's called, many of us, some of us wear a cross around our neck.
All right.
The cross is the holiest of symbols. It commemorates, when we look at the cross, most of us think about Jesus. It commemorates his death and resurrection, amen, of Jesus Christ. Its purpose is the same.
Mm.
To let others know that we have been set apart as holy.
Yes, sir.
Now you might say, wait a minute, preacher. Some of us just wearing it as accessories.
Yeah.
I know that. You got rap folk wearing it. And, I'm not questioning whether or not they saved or not, but it seems like a contradiction in their testimony.
Yes, sir.
To be wearing Jesus' cross that represents Christ around their neck, and then the lyrics that they use and don't substantiate. Y'all know what I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
So wearing a cross sets us apart as being holy. We've got some work to do.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
There are a lot of disobedience, disgrace, disappointment, disrespect, displeasure, disloyalty going on under the guise of the holy symbol of purity.
Yes, sir.
If we're going to wear the cross as our miter's mark, we might want to clean up a little bit.
Yes, sir.
At least for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
We ought to stop cussing as much.
All right.
Yeah.
We ought to stop fault finding.
Yeah.
We ought to stop coveting.
Yes, sir.
We ought to clean up the revenge.
Yes.
The selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
The corrupt morals. The bitterness.
Mm.
The greed and just plain inconsideration.
Yes, sir.
Clean up for Christ. Can I get a witness here?
Yes.
But here's the problem. The cross doesn't make us holy.
All right.
Any more than the mitre's mark made the high priest holy.
Yes, sir.
It's the anointing that breaks the yoke.
Yes.
Can I get a witness here?
All right.
And the anointing can only come from Christ.
Yes.
When Christ cleans us up, then we can wear the mark of our master.
Amen.
That is the cross that symbolizes his death and resurrection.
Yes.
Now, next is the horse's mark.
All right.
It too was a costume of sorts, but it signified celebration rather than worship.
Yes.
Each horse in the army was fitted with bells.
Mm.
Tiny little bells that created a great noise, every movement that the horse made. This was a public life.
All right.
Amen. It exemplified public life will be holy.
Yes.
And that purpose was to celebrate a new era in Israel's relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, amen, the end of the world as they knew it.
Yeah.
You might say, well, what, the end of the world? Where's the celebration in that? Well, look at the text. Zechariah 14 and 20 records that the veil signified holiness, amen, to the Lord.
All right.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Not just holiness for the high priest.
Yes, sir.
But the holiness of every man, every woman.
All right.
Every child on this earth.
Yes.
The bells celebrated the prophetic truth that in Christ's kingdom, all will be made holy and set apart for the Lord.
Amen.
The day would come when sin no longer mar God's beautiful creation.
Amen.
This, brothers and sisters, is progressive.
Yes, sir.
You got to understand that we have been delivered from the penalty of sin.
All right.
We have been delivered from the power of sin.
Yes.
But ultimately, we will be delivered from the very presence of sin.
Amen.
The world would shed its corruption and fulfill its divine purpose.
Yes.
To bring glory and honor to its creator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering today, are you shedding your sins?
All right.
Help me, Lord God.
Yes.
Amen. Some stuff that you used to do.
Yes, sir.
You ought not do because you choose not to do it.
Amen.
Not because you don't have the ability to do it.
All right.
This happens when the blood of Jesus covers up our sins.
Yes.
What can wash away my sins?
That's good.
What can make us whole again?
Yes, sir.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Verse 20 reveals a wonderful promise, but it also reminds us of a tragic fact.
Yeah.
The marvelous promise is that Christ's kingdom, amen, the distinction between holy and profane will be removed.
Hmm.
There will be no more separation of the secular from the sacred. In fact, all things will become holy.
Yes.
Tell somebody, that's me.
Yes, sir.
I'm holiness to the Lord.
Amen.
To be holy, to be set apart for God's use.
Yes.
Once you are set apart, you then bring glory and honor to God.
Yes.
But the tragedy is sin.
Yes.
Sin is the direct opposite of holiness.
Yes, sir.
Sin separates us and makes us just a shadow of what we can be.
All right.
But notice this. We desire holiness, but we create havoc.
Yes, sir.
We desire peace.
Well.
We desire sunshine.
All right.
But we create storms.
Yes.
We desire glory.
Yeah.
But we bear guilt.
Yes.
We desire healing.
Yes.
But we hold on to hurts. church.
Yes, sir.
We want to shout hallelujah.
All right.
But all our burdens and heartaches come to the surface.
Yeah.
The horses mocked the bells. Celebrated the day when the separation of men from God would be no more.
All right.
It celebrated the day when the world would be set apart and holy unto the Lord.
Yes.
And that day has come for many of us.
Yes.
Amen. Has it come for you?
All right.
Publicly professing Christ.
Yes.
Character in the midst of carnality.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to wear outward veils to signify the coming of Christ.
All right.
But there ought to be some inward veils.
Yes.
Ringing all the time.
All right.
Trying to get a witness here.
Amen.
That is if you really know him.
Yes.
And brothers and sisters, if you get real quiet right now.
All right.
Come on.
Maybe you can hear a few veils of celebration ringing here right now.
Yes, sir.
Listen.
Yes.
Bells of salvation.
All right.
Bells of redemption.
Yes.
Bells of gratitude.
Yes.
Bells of assurance.
All right.
Bells of commitment.
Yes.
Bells of faithfulness.
Yes.
Bells of hope.
Yes.
Can you hear them ringing? Bells of service.
Yes, sir.
Bells of victory.
All right.
Praise God with all of those bells ringing.
Yeah.
It's getting noisy in here.
Yes, sir.
We are holiness.
Yeah.
To the Lord.
Yes.
The last mark is the mark of the saint.
Yes, sir.
And I'm almost finished.
Uh-huh.
And it hasn't been nearly as painful.
Mm-hmm.
As the tattoo parlor would have been.
All right.
Not nearly as expensive.
Yes.
Right.
Nor did you have to wait as long.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
All right.
Revelation 22:4 says the day will come when the saints of God would bear a tattoo in their foreheads.
Yes.
Listen. They shall see his face.
All right.
And his name will be in their forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This talks about possession and security.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I long to see his face.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But right now we look out of the window and it's darkened.
Yes.
But one of these days,
all right,
we shall see him.
Yes.
Can we get a witness here?
Yes.
Well, to be branded for life.
All right.
Eternal life.
Yes.
Not with some tattoo applied by Pookie and them.
All right.
Not with some picture of snakes, bats, wings, lions, or even a tribute to mama.
Yeah.
This brand is the only one.
Yes, sir.
That will signify holiness to the Lord.
Yeah.
Because it will be the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Just the name Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, you may call him the Rose of Sharon.
All right.
But it's still Jesus.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. You may refer to him as your rock in a weary land.
Yes, sir.
But it's still Jesus.
Yeah.
You may say he's your bright and morning star.
Yes, sir.
But it's still Jesus.
Yeah.
You may reference him as Mary's little baby.
Yeah.
But he's still Jesus.
Yeah.
Can we get a witness here?
Yeah.
You may think of him as a rock hewn out of a mountain.
Yeah.
But he's still Jesus.
Yeah.
You may think of him as a horse born in the valley.
Yeah.
But he's still Jesus.
Yeah.
He may be your shepherd.
Yeah.
I shall not want.
Alright.
But he's still Jesus.
Yeah.
He may be your Alpha and Omega, but he's still Jesus.
Yeah.
Zechariah says, those who wear it will reign forever and ever.
Yeah.
I'm and look at me, all you see is Jesus. But I don't have to wait to eternity to be branded for life. I can wear Jesus Christ right now. Not some gold ornament or a chain around my neck. I can wear the cross of redemption right now. I can wear the cross of forgiveness right now. I can wear the cross of compassion right now. I can wear the cross of peace right now. The cross of humility right now. The cross of submission right now. And so can you. You can be branded for life right now. Where are my worshipers? Is it anybody here that loves my Jesus? Is it anybody here that loves the Lord? Amusement parks, theaters, and stadiums are filled to capacity. But too many churches are near empty. Why? What does it mean? Paul said, know this also, that in the last days, men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Is that your cross? You're wearing, is it just a form of godliness? Or are you committed to Christ? An empty church is bad enough, but an empty heart is even worse. It's not too late. You can be branded for life. You can wear the mark of Christ on the inside and let the world see your branding on the outside. New values, new joy, a new outlook, new visions, new motives, a new glow. The glory of God. His glory will illuminate you. His love will saturate you. If you let him bring you today. His joy will infiltrate you. His grace will dominate you. His peace will penetrate you. And his victory will invigorate you. Let Christ bring you for life. Then we too can show up like the other saints and see that city, a pure river of water, crystal clear, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the middle of its streets, brothers and sisters, on either side of the river was a tree of life, which bore 12 manners of fruit, and each tree yielded its fruit every month, It didn't wait to harvest time, but every month it yielded its fruit, and the leaves were good for the healing of the nation. And there shall be no more curse there, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And who are they? They shall see his face. His name shall be on their forehead. Is that all right? No night there. No need of a lamp. Nor the sun. For the Lord God will give light. And they shall reign with him forever. I used to hear old preachers say all the time, if you suffer with him, you reign with him. Is that all right? Some of us don't like suffering. But oh, if you can imagine what's at the end for you. We can bear, a little bit longer, with the pains and the aches that we feel. Is that all right? All the heartaches that we experience, all the trials and the tribulations will mean nothing. If you can only look at the end of the tunnel and see the light that's there, that's waiting for you and I. What a glorious day it will be. So we can hold on just a little while longer. We can bear our burdens in the heat of the day. We can put up with trials and tribulations and pseudo and false friends and those that cast accusations against us. We can put up with that. Because we know one day we shall see him as he really is. Is that all right? You can be branded for life.
Amen.
Isn't that a good thing?
Yes.
Branded for life. And know that you shall have eternal life in Jesus Christ, because he has branded you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go to church, brother. If you're here, this is your opportunity to say yes to the Lord.
Amen.
If you're missing the break, today is a good day.
Yes.
We're not going to cut you. We're not going to create any pain for you. But just welcome you.
Everybody in the house ought to say thank you.
Oh.